and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The violent seed. Somehow, when God put that holy seed inside your life, you begin to feel an enmity against the enemy. You know, in our class this morning, in our covenant class, I was challenged. I was just throwing things out, and I think the group that was there received it well. But do you know, there are times God is angry. No, seriously. We talk about God being love. I want to bring a perspective to that, because everything about God is love in a sense. But if he's the love that people say, or that is propagated in today's society, where kind of anything goes, are y'all following me? Then he's put himself under the law of love. That means he's not sovereign. He's under, no, he's not under anything. God loves, but he ain't under it. That means he loves whom he will. Where are we? See, we need to go somewhere. We need to see both the goodness of God and the severity of God, so that we can mature to a place of stewardship where God can entrust things to us, where we're not deceived by some greasy stuff. You don't get condemned because people feel like you don't walk in love. No, you do walk in love. You're just not putting up with a whole lot of foolishness. You're not compromising with a whole bunch of sinful activity in the name of love. As a matter of fact, now you do some research on this. God says, Jacob I love, Esau I hate.
Amen.
That's New Testament. Amen. Old Testament, Old Covenant act and reality, but it's said in the New Covenant. What do we mean here? Let's not get this twisted. God hates stuff that he's not attracted to, or that has nothing in it that attracts him to it.
Amen.
Amen. In Esau, there was nothing. Esau, see, and it's not a matter of picking and choosing. It's a matter of choices people make.
Yes.
For the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we ought to live soberly and righteously. So the grace of God has appeared. But people make choices. And they make choice after choice after choice. And you know, sometimes this is why God says not many wise, not many noble are called. Because why is somebody that's got everything they need or could want, why would I want to serve a God like that? They think it's just a crutch. And so their choices are not based upon anything biblical. They're self-made. It's like the man that said, you know, all these goods I have, I'm going to have to tear down these barns and build bigger barns to bestow all my goods. His mind was just on himself and his goods. And the Lord said, thou fool, your soul is required of you this night. And who shall those things be? See, a man's life is not consisted in the abundance of things he possesses. Come on, we got to rise up above this stuff and understand God can give you anything and everything and make everybody in here a millionaire. But so what? Where's your heart at? What kind of steward you going to be? Will we even see you again? Go move out on the island you bought. Come on, let's look at somebody and say, let's grow up. God needs mature stewards. He wants to entrust things. But there has to be a level of maturity. That seed, number one, is a violent seed, right? Where are we at? It's a violent seed. It is at enmity. It's at enmity. The nature of it is violent. In essence, tell someone right now, no more excuses. The seed in us, that violent seed, will not yield to the devil. Amen. What in us do, that violent seed is aggressive against the enemy. Amen. It won't allow, if you walk in the spirit, it won't allow you to be bound by the devil. Amen. It won't allow you to get depressed and oppressed by the devil. Amen. You might have got down, but you say, wait a minute. The devil is a liar. Amen. You're not going to stay there. It won't allow you to be bound. We must not allow ourselves, from this day forward, make up in your mind, no more excuses. No more excuses for walking in a manner in which God is not pleased. No more excuses for attitudes. Come on, no more excuses for attitudes that are not attitudes of gratitude. Attitudes that you know don't come from the throne of God. Amen. No more excuses. That seed is a violent seed. If anybody should have had excuses to be angry, it was Joseph when his brothers sold him into Egypt. But over time, he realized that that seed in him, it wasn't him. He was ready to give up. He went from here to here to here to here to the prison. He's ready to give up. But the seed in him drove him. It's called the Dabar. We looked at this the other night. Dabar, D-A-B-A-R. And it means the latent power of God. Amen. Hidden inside the word. Driving itself to fulfillment. If you lay hold of the word, it has the power inside to carry you to the place of fulfillment. Amen. This is why, even if it's not popular, amen, stand on the word. Yes. Even when people forsake you and ridicule you or whatever opposition, stand on the word. After the smoke clears and the dust clears and all that, guess what? You're going to be the one standing. Amen. After everything is all said and done, after the enemy has thrown his best shot, if you stand on the word cannot fail. It's a Dabar word. It is the latent power of God that's driving you. And sometimes that's why you have opposition like that. Because you're a person of the word. Amen. Persecution and affliction will arise for the word's sake. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody right now, stay with the word. Stay on the word. It's a violent seed, a Dabar word. It will drive you to the place of fulfillment. Isaiah 55. Verse 11 through 13, Isaiah 55, 11 through 13. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. How many believe that today? It don't matter how long it's been. Amen. God has been having to sort your life out anyway. He gave you a promise, but he's been having to sort you out. Because the word that he spoke over you, it won't return to him void. Come on, I said the word that God spoke into your life, that the bar word, it has the latent power. And it's driving to that place called fulfillment. But God's got to sort you out. Amen. He's got to deal with you. He's got to deal with your pride. Come on, he's got to deal with your wrongdoing. He's got to deal with that inner turmoil, that uncertainty, that lust, that stuff that's up in there. God spoke a word. Amen. He spoke. Joseph received that word in a dream. But between the time he received that, there was a path he had to take where God had to work some stuff out of that young man at 17. Amen. And prepare him to be a prime minister. Amen. I perceive right now, even now, God is working in people's lives. Amen. Tell somebody right now, stop resisting him. Stop fighting God. Stop fighting him and yield to him. Amen. You know, there was a message some years ago, Elder, that we did. It was God, Not the Devil. If people were resisting God, thinking it was the devil. Sometimes it's God working, you think it's the devil. But it's God working. He's trying to get us something deeper in you. See, if a person that finds his life will lose it. When you're fighting to stay afloat, to hold on to a little piece of life, you're going to lose it. But he that loses it for my name's sake, amen, for my name's sake, the same shall find it. But not that same life, you'll find resurrection life. You'll find the real life, amen, the life that is able to reproduce after itself. The life that is, amen, the incorruptible life. It's a world of difference. He said, my word, get it back up. My word will not return unto me void, but it will go and accomplish that which I sent it. For ye shall go back. Yeah. For ye shall go out with joy. No, go back to 11. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. It'll accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Verse 11, 12, I'm sorry. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. So what God is saying here through Isaiah is that there is no reverse gear to his word. Once it's released, it's out there. Amen. Look at someone, tell them, it is going to happen. Amen. It's got to happen. Amen. Hell will freeze over.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.